We'll always have temptations in this life, so what do? Stick around, let's discuss it. Hey there, happy Tuesday. Come on in and make yourself at home. I'm Gary Zimek. I'll be here with you for the next 30 minutes. Today we'll take a look at the Mass readings for Tuesday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time. We'll also look at temptations as discussed by Thomas A. Kempis, specifically the lack of security from temptation in this life. In other words, you're going to be tempted. But the good news is we are always given the grace to overcome the temptations that we face. The challenge, and yes, it is a challenge, is to cooperate with that grace, because we don't have to accept the grace. You know, just because you have the ability to fight off the temptations doesn't mean that you will. And we all know that. I know that all too well. Many times I have every intention to fight off one temptation or another, but I don't do it. But that doesn't mean that I didn't have the grace. All it means is that I'm weak. But we can work on that. We're going to talk more about that in the second part of the program after we look at the daily Mass readings. I want to remind you again, the total consecration is kicking off this Sunday. Boy, it seems like when I first started discussing it, it was a long time ago, and it seemed very far in the future. Isn't it amazing how that happens? But it's this Sunday, September the 4th, we begin our sixth annual total consecration preparation, 33 days. This year, I'm doing it in a completely unique way, and I'm excited about this for a lot of reasons. Of course, the main reason is I think you're going to get the best preparation possible, because we're not going to be tied into any one method. Now, just in case you're curious, let me reach down and pull out some of these books. As the sound you hear is the sound of me pulling out some books for discussion purposes. Okay, I have True Devotion to Mary by St. Louis de Montfort. Now, these are some of the materials that I'll be using. And really, that's the book that puts forth the whole idea of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Then I have Preparation for Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort, by Father Hugh Gillespie. Father Hugh Gillespie, you may be familiar with him. He is a priest, a Montfortian priest, one of St. Louis, a priest of the order founded by St. Louis de Montfort himself. So we used this in the past, and all of these books I'm pretty sure we've used in the past. Consecration to Jesus through Mary, Following the Plan of St. Louis de Montfort. This is the book published by myconsecration.org. One of the favorite books of many people, 33 Days to Morning Glory by Father Michael Gately. So we're going to incorporate some of that in here. Consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary by Father Nicholas Norman. This is an interesting one. This is a more or less a pamphlet. It's about, 60-some pages, published by, or reprinted by Tan Books. It was originally published, 1949. So this is an early book. According to the Spirit of St. Louis de Montfort's True Devotion to Mary. There are some interesting pieces of information in this book. I really like it. Okay, what else do we have? Preparation for Total Consecration, according to St. Louis Marie de Montfort, by Montfort Publications. This was the very first book that we used when I first did this way back in 2011. There were a lot of prayers in this book, but there was also some good readings in here. Some excerpts from The Imitation of Christ, which we'll read from today, some scripture passages, some really good stuff in here. And, you know, as I said before, each of these books have shortcomings. All books do. But you put them all together, and you're going to get a well-rounded and dynamic method of preparing for total consecration. I don't want you to get complacent. I don't want you to get lukewarm. I don't even want you to relax. I want you to take this seriously. And look, let's face it, it's not that hard. We do a 15-minute show on Saturday and Sunday. We do a 30-minute show Monday through Friday. For 33 days, we can all handle that. And I told you before, if you miss a few days, that's fine. Don't get scrupulous about this. Do your best. Do your best. And you always want to go into total consecration, whether it's the first time you're making it or whether you're renewing it. You always want to go into it with the idea that you will be renewing it the following year. So, and one of the other books I'll be using is Consecration, St. Louis de Montfort's True Devotion, Consecration to Mary by Father Helmutz Libidus. Now, this is an intense book. Father Libidus does a complete 5-week preparation, but he throws extra days in here as well. So he goes more than 33 days. This is intense, a lot of scripture, a lot of meditation, but at the same time, some really good information. And in this book, one of the things I like about what he says, and it's funny, you would think that somebody who writes an intense book such as this, and I mean, this is an intense book. Don't worry, we're not going to use a lot of it, but we will use some of his material. Just before he gets ready to do the consecration itself, he talks about the fact that it is. Let me read this for you, and I'll make sure I make a point of this when we go through the total consecration process itself. But I really like what he has to say. He says this: we may feel, as we enter the final stages, we may feel unworthy in proceeding with this consecration, perhaps due to some negligence during the last 4 weeks of preparation. It is rare and unlikely that anyone will have made an entirely perfect and truly acceptable preparation, but that is not a sufficient reason for not making the consecration. I remind you that St. Louis only recommends a 33-day preparation, but adds that it may be shortened or lengthened at will. I also remind you of the fact that the just man sins 7 times a day, and so it would be surprising if you did not fail in some way or another in your preparations. Nothing would please the devil more than to make you miss the consecration through feelings of inadequacy or guilt. And nothing would please our Lord and our Lady more than a humble admission of your inadequacy as you proceed on your way. Just as children are largely inadequate when they start a coaching session only to improve with each successive session, so too should each annual renewal show an improvement in our preparation. Isn't that good? And that's from a priest that came up with this super intense, very detailed preparation for total consecration. He's saying, look, it's okay if you don't make a perfect preparation. Very, very true. Very, very few people, I should say, not very true, very few people would make a perfect consecration preparation. So I want you to chill. I want you to relax. I want you to take it seriously. And we are going to take it serious. But you're going to get a lot of good meditations, good scripture passages, good excerpts from spiritual books over the next 33 days once we begin on September the 4th. To help you prepare to make your total consecration. Just do your best. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Ask Our Lady to guide you. We'll pray that she'll guide us, that the St. Louis de Montfort will guide us. And we got lots of different books. I also am going to be using Following Mary to Jesus by Father Andrew Apostoli. And finally, I have Jesus Living in Mary, the handbook of the spirituality of St. Louis de Montfort. It's 1,300 pages. So I'm going to make sure I compare what we're doing against St. Louis guidelines. So I want you to realize that you're in good hands. We're going to do good. This is going to be powerful. And I think it's going to bear great fruit in all of our lives. So excuse me as I put those books down. That was a little painful. So I'm excited about this. And I hope you are as well. If you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Again, there's no book to buy. All you need to do is listen to the program every day. And the podcast will be available either sometime in the afternoon or in the evening. I will be heading out to California next week to do some speaking engagements, but I'll make sure I record the shows before I leave. So you're going to be covered there. You can always email me, even when I'm traveling, at gary@followingthetruth.com. gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. And seriously, this is going to be really powerful. So I'm speaking a lot about it. Speaking a lot about it because I really believe in it. This has changed my life. It's changed my life, and I know total consecration will change your life as well. Okay, so that's it for total consecration. Tomorrow morning, if you get a chance, I will be on the Sunrise Morning Show with my weekly Walking with the Lord segment with Anna Mitchell. Tomorrow, we're going to go back to the book of Sirach and talk about some advice that will bring you great peace. I think a lot of us are struggling and searching for peace. Everybody's looking for peace, I would say. That's a fair statement. But oftentimes, we do things that prohibit peace from filling our souls, don't we? We don't even realize it, but we do activities and we don't let ourselves experience the peace that the Lord wants us to feel. I'm going to talk about some advice tomorrow from the book of Sirach in the Old Testament about how you can achieve peace in your life. That'll be at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time on the EWTN Sunrise Morning Show. I also want to remind you of my need for additional donations, monthly sponsors, one-time donations. Whatever you can do would be very much appreciated to help get me through the summer financially. You could do that by visiting followingthetruth.com and going to the donate page. You can donate securely from online, and that really would help me. You know, if you've been with me for any length of time, you realize I don't like to talk about donations. I don't like to ask for them. But I do it because I believe in the good news. I believe in the good news of Jesus Christ. And the only way that I can continue to proclaim that good news is with your help. So I would ask you to continue to help me out there and to remember the Amazon link and the Mystic Monk coffee link on my website, followingthetruth.com, as well. So if you shop from Amazon.com, please just use the link on my website to go into Amazon. It doesn't change anything for you. You get the same prices. You get the same products. I don't get to see what you buy. But using that link is very helpful because it flags things as coming from my website, and then I get a little bit of a percentage of all of your purchases. So you can help me out that way. Same thing for Mystic Monk Coffee. If you're looking for some of the greatest coffee you've ever had, please check out the great selection of coffee brewed by the monks in Cody, Wyoming. The name of the coffee is Mystic Monk Coffee. They have some new fall flavors. Check out the website for more information about that. Okay, and thank you in advance for anything you can do. Today's beverage du jour, you ready for this? All right, you ready? Know what it is? I bet you don't. Cream soda. That's what I got today. I got a nice big glass of cream soda, nice and cold. It's hot outside, feels good in here. I got my soda. I hope you have a snack. I hope you have a beverage. Hope you're ready to kick your feet up and talk about Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church, as we do every day here on Blog Talk Radio. So here we go. Let's pray, and then we'll look at these Mass readings for Tuesday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us another day. We are so blessed to be in your presence, to be able to experience your love each day, through the people around us, through the circumstances of our lives, through nature, through your presence as we turn to you in prayer, through a relationship with your Son, Jesus. There are so many ways, Father, which we are able to experience your love on a first-hand basis. Father, help us today as we continue to walk through the challenges of life. Grant us the grace that we need to overcome temptations. Please help us. Please help us to show your love to those around us. Please be with anyone who is sick, anyone who is anxious, anyone who is lonely, anyone who is struggling with doubt or despair, anyone who is dealing with addiction, anyone who is facing financial difficulty, religious persecution, or extreme weather situations. Father, I give you this program today. I ask you to speak through me, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. Please accept our own personal intentions, whatever they may be. And please bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please put an end to abortion. Please inspire our political and government leaders to follow your law and not their own personal agendas. And we ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and we ask for her prayers as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, ready to get started? Welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimek. I love being here with you each day. And remember also that in addition to Blog Talk Radio, you can listen to this program on TuneIn Radio. You can download the podcast there or on iTunes, free of charge in both places, as well as Blog Talk Radio. Or you can go directly to followingthetruth.com, which is my website, and listen online by simply going to the radio page and scroll down. You'll see the different players. You can listen to the last several broadcasts right from my website. So a lot of different ways to listen to the program. It's very hard to avoid me. I know you might like to at times, but it's not easy to avoid me. Okay, Tuesday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time. The first reading is from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. And let's ask the Holy Spirit to inspire us as we read these messages from the Lord, the inspired Word of God. We ask the Holy Spirit to inspire us and help us to understand what the Lord has for us in these readings. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit scrutinizes everything, even the depths of God. Among men, who knows what pertains to the man, except his spirit that is within? Similarly, no one knows what pertains to God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand the things freely given us by God. And we speak about them not with words taught by human wisdom, but with words taught by the Spirit, describing spiritual realities in spiritual terms. Now the natural man does not accept what pertains to the Spirit of God, for to him it is foolishness, and he cannot understand it, because it is judged spiritually. The one who is spiritual, however, can judge everything, but is not subjected to judgment by anyone. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to counsel him? But we have the mind of Christ. One of the great blessings that you and I have, once we're baptized and confirmed, is we have the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit enables us to think and act with the mind of Christ. That is an incredibly powerful gift. We often forget that the Spirit that motivated Jesus to say and do what he did, that Spirit resides in us. How is it then that we don't act like Jesus many times? It's because we're not letting the Spirit work through us. That is a struggle. It's not always that easy because we have this tendency to do the wrong things. To do the wrong things. And that's so important that we remember that we have that Holy Spirit. Whether we're cooperating with the Spirit and really letting him work in us, that's one thing. But I want you to concentrate on the fact that you have that Spirit. You have that Spirit within you. That Spirit that drove Jesus to do what he did. And that should make you feel really good. Now, we need to work on inviting the Holy Spirit more deeply into our lives and letting him work through us. And that's something we should be doing all day, several times a day. Come, Holy Spirit, work through me, inspire me. Please open a door for me so that I can evangelize, so that I could share your message with somebody. Let this problem work out. Holy Spirit, let me know what I should do. Let me know, should I say something? Should I not? And you got to keep inviting the Holy Spirit to work in your life. He's not going to force his way into your life. We know that. He doesn't do that. But he waits to be invited. The psalm today is Psalm 145. The Lord is just in all his ways. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his works and holy in all his works. The Lord lifts up all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. If you're having a bad day today, if you feel like you're falling, turn to the Lord, ask for his help. Ask for his spirit to work within you. If you're struggling trying to understand something, pray for an increase in the gift of understanding. You know, it's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we are incapable of understanding God's ways. The Holy Spirit can help us to understand. Not always, because sometimes he wants us to trust him, and therefore he doesn't make it apparent why he's doing what he's doing. Or it might be a long effort. It might take you a few years to be able to arrive to at the reason why the Lord is doing something in your life. It's a process. And above all, remember he loves you. Remember that he only wants what's best for you. So try to learn to trust him. The gospel today, it's Luke chapter 4. We're shifting over to Luke's gospel now for the daily mass. It's Luke 4, verses 31 through 37. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. This reading is important for a couple of different reasons. Number one, the Lord is greater than all of your problems. And he's also got authority over the devil. We're going to look at temptations in a few minutes. Jesus allows temptation to exist. He hasn't squashed Satan yet. Satan's going to be in existence until the end of the world. And then he's going to be defeated. So we know he's going to lose. That's a given. We also know that the devil can't force us to do anything wrong. He can try to trick us. He can coerce us. But he cannot force us. And we always have the power to overcome any possible temptation that you will face. And you talk about something that will make you feel confident. There you go. That's it. Even though you are going to struggle with temptations throughout your life, you know for a fact that you can overcome these temptations. The Lord has authority over the devil. Remember that. And that really should make you feel good. So let's, without further ado, let's shift gears a little bit and talk now about the lack of security from temptation in this life. And this comes from The Imitation of Christ. This is a great little book. If you don't have it, I really recommend you get a copy. We'll probably be reading from it when we do our total consecration preparation. It was written by Thomas A. Kempis. The version that I use, this is my favorite version. It's published by the Catholic Book Publishing Company. It's a little hardback book. It's under $10. Nice little book. The chapters are very manageable. We're going to read a whole chapter today. It's only a few paragraphs. And it is a great translation. This is a very easy to read and understand translation. At the same time, it's not watered down. I'm not going to give you something that would be watered down that wouldn't help you. So I really believe that this will help you. This is a good version, good translation of The Imitation of Christ. This is a message, and I want you to picture this message as coming from Christ. So these words could be coming from the mouth of Christ. So listen to this on the lack of security from temptation in this life. "My child, you are never secure in this life. As long as you live, you always need spiritual weapons. You are in the midst of enemies who may attack from the right hand or the left. If you do not make use of the shield of patience on all occasions, it is certain you will be wounded before long. Moreover, if you do not fix your heart on me with the sincere will to endure all things for my sake, you will be unable to stand up under the heat of battle and will fail to win the palm I reserve for my saints. Therefore, you must bear all courageously, using a strong hand against all that stands in your way. The person who overcomes is fed with the bread from heaven, but to the coward is left much misery. If you seek rest in this life, how can you expect to deserve eternal rest? Do not look for rest here, but for much patience. True peace is found only in heaven, not in the human person nor any other creature, but in God alone. Remember that. True peace is found in God alone. True peace. The problem is there's a false sense of peace that the world presents. That false sense of peace comes through lack of problems, a lot of money, possessions, recognition, any number of things. That peace presented by the world ain't going to last. That peace is very fleeting and temporary. The peace offered by the Lord is a deep peace. And that's the kind of peace that you and I want to attain. You must be willing to suffer all things gladly for love of God. Labor, sorrows, temptations, afflictions, all anxieties, needs, infirmities, injuries, detraction, rebukes, all humiliations, confusions, corrections, and contempt. Such things are aids to virtue and test those who are in the service of Christ, preparing them for a heavenly crown. For this short labor I will give an eternal reward, and for passing confusion, infinite glory. In other words, this life ain't perfect. We're going to have struggles in this life, but we have the Lord with us, and we have the promise of eternal life if we remain faithful to Him in this life. That's a good promise. That's a good reward. And you know, this life is passing, and it's passing very quickly. This life will be over in the blink of an eye, even though it doesn't feel like it. It's amazing sometimes where the years go. But the time passes relatively quickly. And when you compare it to what you will experience forever in heaven, it's worth doing whatever you have to do to overcome the temptations that you face here below. Back to the book. Such things are aids to virtue and test those who are in the service of Christ, preparing them for a heavenly crown. For this short labor, I will give an eternal reward and passing confusion, infinite glory. I know I already read that, but I wanted to read it one more time. Do you believe that spiritual consolations will be yours for the asking? It was not so with my saints. They had many afflictions and various temptations and great desolation as well. But they bore up patiently through it all, trusting in God and not themselves. For they considered the sufferings that we presently endure are minuscule in comparison with the glory to be revealed in us. Do you expect to have here and now what others just managed to obtain after many years and great labors? Place your hope in the Lord. Be strong and courageous in your heart, and place your hope in the Lord. Psalm 27:14. Do not despair. Do not give up. But with the perseverance, offer both body and soul for the glory of God. Your reward will be abundant, and I will be with you in all your tribulations. So whatever temptation you face today, and it's not always some sort of a sinful pleasure that you're facing, you could be tempted to become discouraged and just give up. And give up on the Lord and really lose hope. That's a temptation. It's a very real temptation. Fight it. Ask for the grace to fight it. This is another reason why total consecration is so important, because the Blessed Mother can help you to fight against these temptations. And you will gradually, once you make total consecration, you'll gradually see progress. I don't want to kid you. It might take a while. It might not be overnight. But there's a definite change in my life before total consecration and after, and in many lives of those who I've spoken to as well. Maybe you may have seen it in your own life. We're going to get ready to do that on Sunday. I really hope you'll join me. Remember, there is no temptation that cannot be overcome with the Lord's help. I want you to have yourself a wonderful night. Thanks for tuning in. God willing, I plan to be here tomorrow. I'd love to see you here as well. Thanks again for tuning in. God bless you.